the incorporation of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM methodologies in the curriculum of schools, will be rolled out in the 2016 academic year. This as the Ministry of Education seeks to prepare primary and secondary level students for college and graduate studies in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The move is a strategic response to the need for more highly qualified technology graduates for the job market. STEM subjects will be taught to students at the grades 1 to 9 levels in primary and secondary institutions across the island. Some 50 schools are expected to adopt this new curriculum.
We are changing the curriculum with a greater emphasis on a STEM methodology, more activity-based, problem-solving, real-world issues as we move forward.
STEM coordinator in the Ministry of Education, Senator Wentworth Skeffery. 9 schools have already been specially selected and transformed into STEM academies. These are Dunoon Park Technical, St. Andrew Technical and Kingston Technical in the corporate area, Herbert Morrison Technical in St. James, Manchester High School, Dintel Technical in St. Catherine, Vere Technical in Clarendon, St. Mary Technical, and the Sydney Pagan STEM Academy in St. Elizabeth. Partnerships have been forged with industry players in areas such as agriculture, telecommunications, logistics, and transportation in order to meet the needs of students for training and employment.
STEM is very critical as we seek to revolutionize the teaching and learning process. It embraces scientific method coupled with the design process, and in this context, it will create learners who are more innovative, who are more creative, who will have problem-solving skills, entrepreneurial skills, better communicators, and therefore add greater value to society.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says there is truly a need to integrate STEM into the education system. He says knowledge in these subject areas is critical for the economic development of the nation.
The Ministry of Education is fully cognizant of the need to foster the development of a cadre of young people with full appreciation for technological innovation and its integral role in a country achieving economic development and prosperity.
Under the STEM program, training in entrepreneurship will be fully integrated into the curriculum, and all students will learn how to start and run a business.
Students must leave all schools with a marketable skill, work ready, and able to go off on their own where necessary. I believe that this offers a new opportunity for improving relevance in education, offering new hope for so many of our young people who are bored by the present offering, who are not attracted or directed towards employment opportunities, and ultimately for the benefit and good not only of them as individuals, but for the upliftment, productivity, and prosperity of Jamaica, land we love.
To this end, more Jamaican students are being encouraged to pursue STEM subjects. This appeal comes from Minister of Science and Technology, Philip Paulwell, who says this is important as the government continues to focus on science and innovation as an integral part of national development.
We wouldn't mind if every single student would take those 4 subjects. I want to see science, technology, engineering, mathematics as the subjects that we push for the future.
Minister Paulwell is urging young people to fully embrace a STEM program, noting that studies in science and technology offer tremendous opportunities.
At Mocha, we got an intelligence report on a dangerous suspect we were trying to apprehend for some time. We had reason to believe he was planning to leave the island. So we immediately sent an alert and current profile of the suspect to immigration.
And as fate would have it, I was the one on duty when he was trying to leave. We were able to work with Mocha to successfully apprehend the suspect. I am Alicia Fullwood of PICA.
I am Kevin Watson from Mocha. And together we are working
to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission.
Protect our children against lead poisoning by proper storage and disposal of old car batteries and use lead-free paint. If you think your child might be exposed to lead, call the Caribbean Poison Information Network, CARPIN, at 1-888-764-7667. Visit CARPIN's Facebook and Twitter pages for information on poison prevention. This message brought to you by the World Health Organization and the Pan American Health Organization.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.